This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for March 19, 2024, the Trump Can't Post a Bond edition. We begin with that story from Patricia Hurtado on and Eric Larson on Bloomberg. Former President Trump has told a New York appeals court that posting the full bond for the $454 million penalty against him is a practical impossibility because it would cost him $1 billion in cash reserves. Trump, who has consistently said he would have no problem posting a bond, now says he has to have relief from the court. Of course, he claims to have lots of property, but somehow or another, that doesn't fit in with what the bond folks, the bond writers want. So it's going to be interesting to see what the court says. Next up, from the Financial Times, a very interesting article about younger employees leaving and doing so loudly. In an article entitled Quick Talk, Why Younger Employees Are Refusing to Leave Their Jobs Quietly, it's certainly posing a new challenge for employers because employees certainly have the right to talk about how poor or how bad or how grueling or how whatever their job was, and they are doing so. Obviously, this can create a public relations nightmare, but if, once again, you treat people poorly, they're going to let you know about it. Next up from the BBC, an article by Theo Leggett, which asks, how much trouble is Boeing in? The lead spokesman of the American Pilots Association insists he would never board an aircraft if it was not safe, but he can no longer take the quality of the plane he's flying for granted. He said that he is on alert status, that he's never had to be in a Boeing plane. So when you lose pilots, it's going to be pretty difficult to come back, and Boeing really needs to get its act together. And our final story comes to us from the South China Morning Post, which continues its great reporting about the corruption investigations in China. And it reports that China's corruption watchdog has zeroed in on fake business investments. This is where Chinese Communist Party members receive shares in investments that they didn't know work for, that essentially are bribes. What I find most interesting about this is the information it communicates to the compliance professional for yet another way to, or another type of bribery scheme. So it may need to be something that you are cognizant of if your company is issuing shares or any other types of investments in it. You may need visibility into that as well as all your other visibility. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper.
The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.